Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, About Those Deeds of Power.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house. And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. The Gospel of the Lord. It seems that longing for deeds of power is the human condition. But Mark says that Jesus could do no deed of power in his hometown apart from curing a few sick people. Usually, I view this reading as you might, in the light of how my personal and our communal receptiveness to Christ influences his power among us. But today, I keep asking myself, what about the few sick people? They seem almost dismissed by the gospel writer. A few sick people, no big deal. And yet, what if one of those few sick people were your parent? Your child, your brother or sister or spouse, your beloved friend. What if one of those few sick people were you? Their experience of Jesus' cure is a powerful deed. And I just wonder what they did after that healing. Rather than only interpreting this gospel from the perspective of unbelief, maybe today we could also look at it from the perspective of belief. Maybe we could see it through the eyes of those who have been healed. Where have we been sick and experienced Christ's healing presence? Where have we been unbelieving and restored to belief? Because the few who have been healed are our sisters and brothers. They are us. Yes, I long for deeds of power, for an end to the pandemic, for clean air and water everywhere, for dignified labor for the unemployed, for a re-civilization, a restoration of the civil from the ashes of the uncivil, for healing for the sick and sick at heart. But I also know what it's like to be one of the few sick people on whom Jesus Christ has laid his hands. The Spirit of God, dear friends, continues to move among us. We've all known some kind of healing in our lives, an illness overcome, a relationship restored, a bad habit or an addiction surrendered one day at a time. Those are powerful deeds to us. Worthy of gratitude, because yes, God's healing is to come, but it is also right here, right now. So I wonder what we'll do after our healing.